Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Tecovas are beautiful Western boots handcrafted from top-notch hides in a variety of timeless and fashionable styles. I've had my Tecovas classic cowboy boots for a while, and I just got a pair of their antique white mules that I'm so excited about because they look so cute with everything. They're so comfortable right out of the box. You don't have to deal with breaking them in or a week of blisters. Direct-to-consumer pricing, free shipping on all boots, and free exchanges. Start off on the right foot at tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. Don't go gently, y'all.
Hey guys, I'm Whitney Port, and this is With Wit. A lot of you may know me from reality TV, and the reality is a lot's happened since The Hills. With Wit is dedicated to having real, raw, and occasionally ridiculous conversations with the people who have had a profound impact on me. Life-changing moments, life-changing people. Because on With Wit, very little is off limits.
All right, honey, welcome to date night.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming.
Happy to be here.
Me too.
Sometimes we do a little banter, and then right after the banter, then we were like, welcome to date night.
Date night with Wit.
And Tim.
That's true. We can do whatever we want.
Let's just do a little banter.
Okay, well, you look really cute.
Yeah, I got my haircut.
You got your haircut.
And then
you're
wearing some product inside of it.
Well, what kind of product do you wear? I mean, use. Or wear, whatever.
Oh, I know. Oribe.
It's like a glossing cream. I think though lately you've been using, oh, finishing cream.
Okay, yeah, because I wasn't done. It's a two-part process. Don't be mad at me.
Oh my god, I'm so
you're excited
mad
for the two-part process.
Yeah, I want to hear everything.
And then some waxy stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know who makes it, but like I'm back to using some of that.
I think it's Bumble and Bumble Sumo Tech.
Mm.
I think that's what it's called, to be exact.
Let's go. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. You look cute. You're in a cashmere sweater.
It's a Christmas gift.
Your Hoka boots.
Nobody can see those.
I know, but call them out.
I'm still wearing them.
They're like hiking / rain boots. They're really cool. I'm wearing a vest for probably like the second time in my entire life, like a puffer vest.
Oh my God.
This is like a very NorCal East Coast thing that...
Very NorCal.
That like we in SoCal didn't really like adopt that much, you know?
Were we going to save that talk about how you're a fashion icon for the podcast?
Oh, if you want to.
Yeah, might as well.
I mean,
bring it up. Everyone's wearing the see-through dresses, and then they have underwear and like a bra on, and you invented that in 2016.
See-through dressing.
Here's
yeah. I mean, the thing is like, it's hard to say you invent something because there's always someone before that has worn something, and then like the designers made it as well, so they invented the trend. But I do subtly start trends, and I think that's cool, and I intend to keep doing it.
It's called being a trendsetter.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
And welcome to With Wit with Tim. Or Timmy Date Night. Or TDR. Or no, what are the letters? My brain.
TDN.
Up. TDN.
TDN. Yeah. I know.
I love those letters.
It's not sticking.
Well, it just happened. Let's not kill it yet.
So how are you?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah. I know you're pretty tired.
I am. And this weather is a little bit dreary and gloomy. You know,
it's extremely dreary and gloomy.
Yeah. We're getting some heavy rainfall.
Stand by. Whitney's taking a sip of just a straight up Coca-Cola.
Yeah, it's really good. But that's good. You're good.
Yeah.
You are about to embark on a week-long solo parenting journey.
Mm-hmm. You're about to embark on an actual journey.
Yes.
To Fashion Week, New York City's very own Fashion Week.
That's very, very true.
I'm ready. I'm ready for my journey. I'll be fine.
You'll have a nice time.
Yeah, we're going to watch so many Marvel movies. We're starting to watch, and we can maybe save this for the sunny section, or who the fuck cares? We can just cut it. But we're watching all the Marvel movies from the beginning, and they're not that good. I'm sorry.
There was one that I really liked.
We're only up to Avengers.
Right. I'm not into...
Which one did you like? Did you like Captain America?
Yes, I like Captain America.
Period piece.
I don't like...
Any of the others.
What's his name?
Hulk. Oh, you didn't watch that one with us.
Hulk, the main guy.
Hulk with Ed Norton stunk. Yeah. Robert Downey Jr.
is
lame. Yeah, exactly. I can't even look at anything.
He's so reckless. He's so inappropriate.
Reckless.
His jokes are bad. It's so misogynistic.
It is.
Very slut shameful.
Yeah, he is not nice to Pepper Potts.
No.
I'm surprised
she takes a lot.
Yeah, stood for that.
It was a different time. It was before the Me Too movement. It was very much a different time.
I'm thinking for our podcast, a new format is we should just review movies from 2006.
That would be funny.
I'm kidding. All right.
Well, we could add it as a format of just an old movie that we watched.
Right,
yeah.
A segment. Well, let's jump into our real segments, okay?
Okay.
Goal review. Something on my mind. What's the song?
Do we have a goal review?
No, but let's write one right now.
Goal review at lunch.
10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. We're fucking talented people. I don't know who out there doesn't know that shit yet. What was your goal for last week, and how did you do with it? And by last week, I mean, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, whatever. I'm just going to itch my face into the microphone. That's probably pleasant.
I think it was, I think I didn't write it down this time.
Your goal was going to DC next week to be very present for that and be prepared and to do the best that you can. And Tim, your goal was no farting in public.
Oh. Oh, shit.
Okay.
Well, let's start with yours because you did great.
So I think that was before my first trip to DC.
You just can't stop going to DC.
I can't stop, won't stop. And I definitely was very present and I had a wonderful time and I felt like I was actually doing something. And the past 2 weeks have been a whirlwind, but they've been amazing. So I would say I crushed that goal.
Good for you.
I have no regrets. Nothing that I feel like I could have done more. This one morning after.
Except for this thing.
The day after, I had a morning free and I slept until 10. And I ended up posting all my stuff from that day. And it took me 5 hours to post one in feed and probably eight stories.
But you were also probably doing emails and maybe watching TV and ordering food.
Yeah, I ordered Joe's Stone Crab for Postmates.
We have to live. Don't be hard on yourself.
That's true.
We were just celebrating how much you dominated your goal.
That's true. So don't take it back. Yeah. Do you remember farting in public at all? I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, you definitely did.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's impossible
that you don't. But an embarrassing
one.
I think I had an accidental burp, which is almost even worse. I burped and I tried to catch it.
Mm. Where? Do you remember?
Maybe at the club. So mm-hmm. It wasn't that bad. Guys, got time.
Yeah.
Fuck it, Eric.
I heard this probably should have been pop culture palate cleanser part, but I heard that Taylor Swift's is suing a guy that's been tracking her plane wherever it goes.
Oh, yeah. And then I saw that he was also in her garbage.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. That's bad.
Sucks for you. No, that's bad. All right. Well, you know, it's important that we set goals. We don't always have to keep them. You did. I tried.
Yeah, I think we're at a 50% success rate, and I think that's good.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
You know what I don't miss at all? That brutal week before my period when I feel like I want to crawl out of my skin, which most likely has all kinds of fun new zits, all the moodiness, all the cravings. I feel like ever since I had Sunny, my periods are just so much heavier. The week before is just filled with like so much angst and yuck. And I just always feel so helpless. And also, sorry, my voice is like this. I'm recording from New York and I haven't spoken to anyone, but back to PMS. Now with Estro Control, it is so much easier for me to manage my PMS. So Estro Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, which is a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. Estro Control contains science-backed herbal extracts that help support hormonal health, particularly in women who suffer from PMS. So the way Estro Control eases PMS is really quite interesting, and I never knew about this. The ingredients help support the liver, which is where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, many women experience PMS, which comes out in spots on their skin, getting cravings, feeling low, just feeling yuck all of a sudden. So Estro Control was created to help women continue to feel like themselves throughout the month. And I know I'm probably preaching to the choir, but it is really just so not fair that we're robbed of feeling good for a week every month just because we're women. Estro Control is made specifically for women who are premenopausal. In fact, it's amazing for perimenopause when hormones start to fluctuate and PMS can really like turn into a beast, which is honestly like possibly what's happening for me. Ugh. All right. Well, for a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code WITHWIT at checkout.
This is Gracie Norton from the Wellness Her Way podcast, the ultimate sanctuary for a welcoming approach to wellness. It seems like every day there's a new food we're not supposed to eat, a new cleanse to take part in, or a new workout that claims to give us a flat stomach within a week. Rather than hopping on trends, we're going back to the roots of wellness and making a home of our body, mind, and soul. If you're seeking physical growth, emotional abundance, or simply a more fulfilling life, tune in to the Wellness Her Way podcast on November 6th. Get ready to embrace your body through all its forms and get back to the roots of wellness.
All right. Well, what's on your mind, dog?
Something on my mind.
What's on your mind, dog?
I just have so much. It was really hard to narrow it down. Like, I don't know. I think that I just wanted to do like a quick roundup of this past year and what it's been like for me, and a quick roundup.
I just have to pick up Sunny at three. Just want to do a year roundup. It's fucking February, dog.
Just wait. So last year I shared a lot. I was very vulnerable. We were like going through a lot with fertility. I had lost a lot of weight. I wasn't like really taking care of myself. And I really took actionable steps to take care of myself. I've been going to therapy and I've been seeing a nutritionist and I've been like practicing what I've been preaching and following. Like, I think this has been really helpful. Like, it's really been like holding me accountable for things, and also the simplification piece at the end of last year. Like, all those things have just really like culminated in me feeling really good right now. And just settled about stuff. And like, even when little things will pop up, like guilt about Sunny, about leaving for 5 days after just being gone for, you know, 2 trips. And like, I'll be able to really talk myself out of it and see what's actually happening in the present and how not a big deal that is. And I'm just feeling good and like proud of myself that I am taking care of myself and feeling mentally sharp and good.
You're walking the walk.
Mm-hmm.
And you're taking a moment to reflect on the progress you've made.
Mm-hmm.
Air five. You want to go the whole distance.
So that's the something on my mind. I just want to keep that attitude going into this week. Like, it's nothing that I'm doing is like that serious, and I just want to like have fun and obviously again be present in it, but. That's it.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. I shared the same thing with my therapist yesterday about you being like, I think that you've been doing a lot of great stuff and like it's been helping your self-esteem, and which is helping us, and it's great. Good shit.
Thank you. Celebrate. Oh, as I burp into the microphone.
Accidental burp.
What happens when you drink sparkling waters and sodas. I realized that. I always wondered why you burp so much. And then I realized it was because you drink like 16 cans of sparkling water a day.
That's a fact.
Okay, what's on your mind, my love?
Let me check my notes.
Something on my mind. Yeah, it would be a harmony of that with mine.
Make it so. Okay, something on my mind, which I have video evidence for.
Oh,
and we've discussed before, is maybe not here, maybe on the YouTube, but it's like cleanup, house cleanup.
Oh my God. I was literally thinking that as I walked out the door today. I had left some things in the entry, and I was like, imagine if I just hijacked your...
Like underwear and like a plate of food, like not shoes or a bag.
I know.
But that didn't trigger it.
Okay.
Nothing triggered it. In fact, the house has been really tidy. I'm not bringing it up because I think things are messy now, but just as an interesting discussion, because I think we talked about it on YouTube and I got a lot of comments, people being like, if you're unhappy with the mess, like you clean it up. Like Whitney doesn't have to be like clean because you like it clean. Like this whole, like, do I even have a right
to be upset,
uh-huh. Which I've been taking to heart and thinking about, and, you know, came to the conclusion that those people are wrong.
Mm-hmm. I think they are too.
I
think it's disrespectful. Like, because I will get certain things clean in a way that I like it. And when they're not like that, like I get annoyed. So we all have our different versions of that. I know what it feels like to be on your end of things.
So my real beef is like, there's a few spaces in the house that are mine. My mm-hmm. side of the bed, my sink in the bathroom.
Okay.
The rest is basically shared space.
Uh-huh. Do you want your desk to be your space?
I mean, it doesn't have to be mine. I'm happy to share it with you.
Okay.
But it like... And I have some video evidence here of me taking like just stuff that is, my question to you is like, is it cool if I take your stuff that you've left on in my space and just like put it on to your space?
100%.
That's not petty. Like I shouldn't just clean it up. What do you guys think?
I think that A couple things. I think that sometimes I will, like, even with your stuff, I'll just, like, put them in a pile at the edge of the bed for you to put away and put, like, your shoes there, but I won't necessarily put them away. And sometimes if I feel generous, like, I'll put them away. Rarely. That's rarely, rarely that I'm ever really cleaning up in the first place. But I'm cool with that. I feel bad. And I that's a next layer of evolving
for me is getting there
because I don't like living in a mess. I'm like, I don't want to say embarrassed or ashamed, but like, part of the reason
just
sometimes
like disgusted.
I know. No, I want to live in an organized, clean place, and I think that's better for everyone's psyche.
I think it is. I think it's good for all of our mental. Now, it has to be said. I understand. I think you are a bit of a messy person, but the main factor is like, given your job, like you get a lot of stuff sent to you.
Yes.
And I know that that's like not a problem to complain about. And we'll get to this when I talk about Jay-Z and my pop culture palate cleanser.
Uh-huh.
But it is a fact. Like there's a lot of shit and we just don't have that much space. But I think you fundamentally need to adjust to...
What
storage
I have.
Space should be 90% full.
Yes.
Not 110%
yes.
full. And like we just live off of that.
I know. It just, I guess, feels for me like a constantly, like I'm constantly having to clean things out.
Pushing a rock up the hill.
Yeah.
I know. But I'll help you.
Okay.
All right. So that was something on my mind. Should we talk about Sonny Rosenman?
Sonny Rosenman.
Oh, is he coming to Hawaii or not? Everyone wants to know.
He's coming to Hawaii.
Yay.
He's coming to Hawaii. I want to come.
You have no idea how close you were to knock on.
I asked him. I was like, you want to go? He's like, yes. Yes, I really want him to come. And part of my feeling guilty about the travel, I was like, but we're going to culminate this with like a really fun trip together. So
culmination.
Yes, he is coming. And Sonny. It's all going back to this working thing and this guilt thing, but because I think that Sonny's starting to get an appreciation for what we do and why people work, and that you need to like support yourself. And he's getting it because like he's been asking me to buy all this Roblox stuff. And if Roblox is, I guess, teaching him anything, it's like at least the value of the dollar.
Right. Even though $1 is like how many Roblox bucks?
99 Robux is a dollar. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he'll learn about the economy. Fucking just leave me alone, kid. Okay. Here's your iPad. Get the fuck out of my face. I hope you learned something good. That's my general approach to parenting.
Right now it is.
No, I love him. I have a development that you don't know about yet just happened. So there's a parent who wants their kid to have a play date with Sonny.
Uh-huh.
And this particular kid is... like there's rumors going around that he's like a bit of a problem.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of like a hornet's nest of feelings and emotions. Like I feel ultimately the worst for the kid who is the problem, the one who's like causing trouble or whatever, because he's 5 years
old.
It's not his fault, and no other kids want to be around him, but I understand the other kids are getting, bullied or whatever, and they don't want to be around that kid, but he's so young, like it can't be his fault. And like if everyone just abandons him, it's just gonna get worse. Like Sonny is great, and is he mature enough now for us to explain to him that this particular kid needs a buddy?
Yeah.
And that Sonny would be a positive influence on him, and that would be a good thing for everyone.
I think that he's totally old enough to talk to him like that and tell him that. And I think that we could do something where we set up a play date where everyone can be there. Like, I don't think it's fair for us to just like throw Sunny into the lion's den and be like, go fend for yourself. Like, hope he's nice to you.
Yeah.
If you're nice to him.
Hope he doesn't let you on fire.
Like who knows? I haven't had any interaction with him. It's worth us like exploring and showing Sunny what that can feel like.
Yeah.
That like a little bit of love can then like
go a long way.
Breed love. Like it can. Yeah.
Love begets love.
Yeah.
That's the new name of this podcast. And then my other thought on the situation was like, I kind of want to talk to the parent that reached out and level with them. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, here's the deal. Like, I've heard some things and like, I want us to like rally around this kid and Sunny and him to be friends, but be like, what you said, like, we all need to hang out. I'm not just like sending Sunny into this kid's room for 4 hours.
That's totally fair. I say, actually, let's all do something together.
But not overtly
say anything. Gauge the situation. And if it's not a nice situation, then we have to say something to the parents. But if it is a nice situation, then we just go from there.
Right. Okay. Or we could just move to a different city. Either option works for me. All right. Well,
it's cute that he wants to have plans with Sunny. Like, maybe Sunny's that means that best. Sunny's being nice to him and he feels like good
I'm
around
sure it
Sunny.
Does. Yeah. Or he's targeted him for punishment.
Yeah.
We'll see. Anyway, that was heavy. What's up with pop culture?
Pop culture palate cleanser.
Do, do, do.
Oh, my God. Pop culture. Let me get my notes.
All right. I'm ready to go because I watched the Grammys in full.
You go.
Including all the red carpet. We were just home. It's been raining and
your sister and her
family were open so the red carpet was on and then it never turned off and everyone left at points and I was like, fuck it. I'm watching the whole thing.
You watched
every single second.
And
I didn't
even get to see like the important ones at the end.
Saw
everything. You watched the whole thing.
I don't even know who any of the people are.
I even watched the pre red carpet show
on a different
like,
channel. It ended and I changed channels. I was like, oh, they're these people are done talking about something I don't care about. Let me go. I'm going to find the channel where they're also talking about something I don't care about.
I like it. I like award shows. I like red carpets. I like the cringiness of them.
Fair
like,
enough.
I like
Obviously,
to see the
I
real human interaction. I want to see what people are wearing.
So let's dissect it. I mean, Trevor Noah is strange. Okay. Every time he was done introducing someone, he'd be like, and now it's Alicia Keys. I'd be like, you need to stop that.
He doesn't do it for me at all. And I feel like they keeps on getting hired to do this gig.
Ugh, I hope he never works again. Oh, shit. Just kidding. Good luck.
Okay.
To you. I think we should host the Grammys.
My standout moments were like Tracy Chapman and that country singer doing Fast Car, which then I played in the car for Sunny afterwards.
What's his name?
Luke.
What if you couldn't say like Dusty Roads or Moonshine or like Porch or Pickup Truck? Like, do you think there would even be country music anymore? Like, what would happen?
What about beer?
Yeah, sure. You just took out some like
Dirt Road.
Yeah, you can't say Dirt Road anymore. The whole
chilling
industry.
Chilling on a dirt road, laid back, swerving like a George Post. Sweat rolling on a window and ice cold beer sweating on my console. Okay.
Luke Combs.
Luke Bryant Combs.
Never laying up in the headline. Okay, so that,
So they were good.
Sunny likes the original version better.
Yeah, she looked great. Looked exactly the same.
Sounded amazing.
I thought Olivia Rodrigo's performance was great.
Amazing. She's wonderful. I love her and her music.
Mm-hmm. Miley Cyrus, cringe city, in my opinion.
So,
and if you go in the comments section of like Page Six, when they post something, it's very 50-50. People are like, she's funny and herself. Like, let her talk about wearing no underwear. I found it performative and forced.
Yes.
Pre-planned.
Okay. Most of it, I agreed with you. There were moments when I was like, okay, Miley, go. And she was like singing and I was
enjoying the song. Great singer.
But when she was talking and showing her personality.
You were just like, shush, please. we're not here for your personality, okay?
She's like, y'all acting like you don't know this song.
Yeah, right? Everyone's like, chill. Like, I gotta get up every time. Taylor Swift got up every time. Like, you get up once, you can't not get up. Because then someone's gonna be like, why'd you get up for so-and-so and not for such-and-such?
The Swifties are gonna come after me, but I was not appreciating her fan.
Right. Well, she says everyone's reading her lips on TikTok, and so she wants her fan for a little bit of privacy, which I can get.
Okay. Yes, I get that too, but it's just a little bit like...
Yeah, she's annoying. All right? Yeah. Come for me. I don't care. She is objectively annoying. She pulled Lana Del Rey up on stage with her, who was nominated and didn't win. And she clearly was like, I don't want to do this. And she's like, you got to come. She was like, Jack, let's have a secret handshake before, we win. And he's like, we got to do it again. Like, this sucks.
All has right. She said anything about like then dropping her album news also when she won the award?
I mean,
like, it was, I feel like she can do no wrong. Like, people don't.
No, people hate on her a lot. I thought that was that she won an award and she was just like, my album's dropping. I don't know. That didn't bother me as much as the handshake and pulling Lana Del Rey up on stage. Yeah.
I feel your take on that.
Don't you think so?
Yes. Big time. Big time.
Anyway, it's going to be awkward because next week we're having her on the podcast.
She's able to make it in between her Tokyo concert
and the Super Bowl. She's stopping by Day and Night with Tim.
We're all wearing red.
Yeah. And then Jay-Z, I thought it like he's getting some kind of Lifetime Achievement
Award. I didn't listen to a word he said.
He was awkward. He was like nervous and like at least be like cool. Like you're winning a big award. And then he was saying some kind of like dicky shit.
He was kind of like full of himself, right?
He was like, thanks, Grammys. Like, you almost get it right. I'm not going to do my Jay-Z impression.
Okay, yeah.
He was like, thank you to the Grammys. Like, you guys don't always get it right. Like, Beyonce has the most Grammy awards, but never has won Record of the Year. And it's like, she's got the most. What are you complaining about, dude?
Yeah.
Also, I don't think they showed up until right before they got their award. It's like, how cool are you? What do you have to do?
I was wondering that. I didn't see them. And then all of a sudden they popped up and I was like, is that Kid Rock in the front?
Right. And you're like, no, it's Beyonce. Nate Nat swerving on a dirt road.
I was like, oh, Kid Rock, Lady Gaga.
Anyway, it's hard to be a celebrity. Not in the same way it's hard to be like a regular real person with a job, but it's hard to like be that level of famous and make everyone happy and like get it right. Mm-hmm. And like everyone, you know,
is going to have an opinion
like
about like something.
Us, we're a bunch of fucking assholes.
It's true.
All right.
It's true.
We're just
it's
some
true.
Regular
we're a bunch
assholes.
Of privileged assholes.
Let us just be an asshole. Welcome to our podcast. It's called We're Assholes. You like it. Just fucking deal with it. What was the best thing you ate? Oh, also real quick. Do we have time?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Go. What?
Traders.
Oh, yeah. You're not into Traders. I know. I was into it, but I was getting annoyed that you were constantly saying the same thing.
Because I think it's kind of a flawed format. Like the faithful have nothing to go on from which to pick a trader, except as the things get dwindled and then you could like watch someone's behavior like Phaedra or whatever. And the last episode we saw wasn't shocked for long enough. She kept asking about the egg and like,
but it has to take a long time because if they got them super quickly, then
you wouldn't have a lot of TV.
Then there wouldn't be TV.
But that's another reason why it's not a great game. Like a game, it should be pure, and the TV watching around it should fit naturally. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't have to adjust the game to the TV schedule.
It's true.
Challenges aren't there. There's no format element to the game which would incentivize traders to stick their neck out more for more money. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so then they have to weigh how they play the game. Like, go all out for all the money and run the risk or play it safe and not get a lot of money. That needs to be baked in somehow into the game. It's shocking that nobody did that.
You're right.
Anyway, what was the best thing you ate?
The best thing I ate. Okay, so I had two things. One was the chocolate chip pancake from BB's or
BB's.
BB's in the Valley. It was just like simple, delicious. fluffy.
And it didn't even, someone ate a whole meal there and then brought it to you.
Yeah, it was to go old, like it was delicious.
I don't think you can eat a pancake unless it's 10 seconds off the pan.
Oh, I love like a cold, hard pancake. Like, I will eat a pancake. Like,
if the Swifties weren't coming for us, like the rest of the pancake eating universe is coming for us.
I used to get these multigrain pancakes from this place called Avocha Sante in Brentwood that's still open, but I would get them and they were huge and they'd give you three of them and there was no way that you could eat them all in one sitting and your stomach feels like a brick after like five bites because it's just like so much like buckwheat and like protein, blah, blah. Anyways, I take them to go and I would eat them. I keep them in the fridge and like eat them for a whole weekend.
Sweet story.
I'm just telling you.
That's great. That is great that you love a cold pancake.
Oh, it was that. And then the second thing was was it a rib roast or a chuck roast?
Chuck roast.
It tasted like a brisket, but it was so, so, so good.
Thank you.
And I just want more of those veggies all the time. Roasted carrots,
no problem.
Roasted onions. Like,
leeks.
It's really stew season, isn't it?
It is stew season, yes. And I've been texting with my friend Stu from college
about
our 20-year reunion and if we're going to go or not.
When is it?
I guess in the spring when we graduate. Oh, no. Yeah. Like, when do you graduate? May, June. Yeah.
You guys
May,
should
June.
Go.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anxiety. Best thing I ate, I had two things too. One was this like smoked salmon on the Bellinis at that place that we had
at
lunch
Riggs
in,
Cafe.
At Riggs
in DC.
Cafe in DC. Uh-huh. That was really delicious.
Oh, yeah.
And then the other was dinner last night. I know you didn't like it, but I made bangers and mash for the first time, and I thought it was great.
It was delicious. I didn't like the bangers. There was something about the pork that tasted weird to me.
I liked the bangers.
But I loved the mash and I liked the onions and I loved the mushrooms. Like,
yeah.
Honestly, those mushrooms, those were so good.
Oyster mushrooms in a pan, a lot of olive oil, salt, pepper, 400 degree oven until they're crispy. They're the easiest things ever to make.
We
put them in a salad and we shaved a little
Parmesan after, but not cooked with Parmesan.
No, I feel like it just burns it.
I know.
You just put it on and then it melts on there.
Yeah. Ugh, my mouth is watering now for them.
Why don't you enjoy your veggie sandwich you got?
I will. I'm looking forward to it.
Bangers and mad. Chin too much. Oh, do we have any memes you want to share back and forth? We're coming to the end. And I got to go pick up Sunny anyway.
That's true. You do. Okay. Memes. What have you? What have we shared with each other?
I'm proud of you. Oh, Frank and Eileen, some Instagram sweatshirt company.
Oh, that they
like totally stole Cozy Co. I'm also here on this podcast just to air grievances. Frank and Eileen, you're on notice.
I sent you this chopped salad pizza that looks pretty delicious.
Chopped salad pizza looks good.
Salad pizzas are really coming back in style, and I'm just waiting for the tricolore pizza salad from CPK to come back. CPK, if you're
Let's
listening to
there.
This, California Pizza Kitchen, it's that caramelized pizza crust thin with the arugula and tricolore salad on top and the herb roasted grilled chicken.
Get on it.
Get on it. All right. Well,
let's set a goal.
Let's set a goal.
I got mine.
Okay. Tell me.
There's basically like two parts to the day for me. There's like the part of the day where like before I start eating and then I start to eat and then I just never, ever stop. And like, I'm just standing in front of the pantry, like eating a Costco size bag of chips, like it's like 8 to 10 times during the night. And
you're such a chip
disgusting.
Monster.
Yeah, I'm a chipmunk. Oh, has anyone ever thought that? Can you get money for that? Affiliate links? What the fuck is an affiliate link?
I'll teach you.
I know.
You know.
I'm married to an influencer of epic proportions.
Okay, so it's fine. So you want to level out your eating, not do like all...
I don't know.
You just don't want to be like eating that much the second half of the day or snacking constantly. I urge you to really just try mindful eating, okay?
That's what I'm trying to do. Like, just do what I want.
Yeah. Right? No, well, that's intuitive, but mindful is more like...
Slower?
Connect to your belly slower and ask yourself if you really want this.
Do want it.
And I feel like if you're snacking, though, that much, think about if you're eating enough other food, other nutrients. Like, are you having a good lunch? Maybe you're not having a good enough lunch, and that's why you're just, like, snacking nonstop.
Well, yesterday, for example, I cooked three meals. I had eggs and potatoes for breakfast, which I feel like is a good breakfast. Mm-hmm. And like some fruit. Normally we have fruit. And then for lunch, I had a half of a club sandwich.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's not enough.
Is that it? And maybe some chips.
Okay.
And then like the snacking began.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that's enough food for you.
And then I had dinner.
Because chips are empty calories.
Empty. Like, what's even in them?
There's not, it's not filling you up. So that's why, like, you were just hungry. So I would think about maybe a goal this week can be like when you're eating your meals to be filling them with more protein and stuff that will fill you up so that you're not snacking so much.
I think that's good advice.
That Costco bag of chips will hopefully be done soon. So you
I'm pretty proud that it's lasted this long. That's true. I have eaten three other bags of chips during the life of that one big bag.
You got other, I know, I saw you get other potato chips at the grocery store and I was like, we have a
Into Boulder avocado oil ruffled chips. They're
You want options. I'm the same. All right.
What's your goal? Why is my sweater so pilly? Could anything go right?
My goal is, I don't know, just like keep doing what I'm doing. Watch my mess, I guess I would say after this. Like, No, for real.
I'm not angry at you.
I know you're not angry, but it is something that I want to work on as well. And as I have a roommate in New York, I need to keep my place tidy. No, not you.
Sometimes I'm just go to my part of my sink and I'm like, why is your makeup here?
I totally get that.
It's taken over the middle part.
I get it.
Why is it here?
I get it.
Are you doing your makeup at my area because it's clean?
No, I don't even know why it's there. I like probably had some sort of plan. I like put it off to the side because I was going to organize it in some sort of way. Uh-huh, like I'm sure I had some sort of plan that I just didn't get to.
I just don't want you to feel like I'm upset. I'm not upset.
I can tell that you're not and I don't feel that way.
Okay,
I really don't.
All right. Because I think you're doing great. And you have a lot on your plate.
Thank you.
Really my goal for next week is to help you out, support you while you're gone.
You're doing everything.
Watch Sonny or pay someone to watch him.
Yeah.
Either way. You know, he's still getting the care he needs.
You should have a poker night while I'm gone.
Actually, Michael wanted to do something while we're gone.
You should do it.
We'll see.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I love you so much.
Another
my plan's canceled
books.
Later, so you and I can
UNITY.
Hang later, so we don't have to worry about that.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
You didn't want to do those plans with Josh and Caitlin.
I actually didn't mind. I would.
You liked the crew.
I love the crew. It was just like the timing and the weather. You guys understand with plans and timing and weather. You understand.
All right, let's get you out of here.
Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you loved this episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I'd love to hear what you think and anything more or even less you'd want to hear about. Tune in every Tuesday for a new episode. If you want to know more about what I'm up to, you can find me on Instagram at Whitney Eve Port, my website, WhitneyPort.com, and my YouTube channel, Whitney Port. Peace in the streets.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.